Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend, Sister Justina Goofit, from December of 1937. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dear Sister Justina, I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and the Lord's abundant graces. May the Divine Infant grant you whatever you most desire. What a great delight it is to commune with the Divine Infant. During Midnight Mass, we shall meet at Jesus' crib. Thank you for your letter, dear sister. It brought me much joy. I did not reply to it at once because it was already Advent, but I have been remembering you, sister, in my prayers before the Lord. I see that we have similar duties, since both you and I are at the gate. But may God's holy will be done in everything. My health is very weak, but I can still be at the gate, and I continue to take part in all community life. Yet I sense the nearness of being united with God eternally. May God be blessed for everything. His holy will is my delight. Please pray for me, that I may faithfully cooperate with God's grace, for of himself man is but misery itself, only capable of wasting even the greatest divine graces. Have you heard, sister, what a beautiful death Sister Dominica had? On Sunday, after High Mass, we thought it was already the end, so all the sisters, Mother Superior and Father Chaplain, gathered by her bed, and we all prayed very much for her. But after a moment, she felt better and recovered her consciousness completely. She was suffering in great peace and prayed with ejaculatory prayers. When I went back to see her at 8 in the evening, she still talked a little, though already with a broken voice. Sister Francisca stayed with her for the night, but towards 1 in the morning she passed away without any agony. She was conscious until the very end. You know, sister, she looked so beautiful in this pre-mortal suffering, and after death she looked even prettier than when she was healthy. Nobody was afraid of her after her death. There was no impression of death at all. Well, I have described briefly as much as I could to you, sister. I am sending you my affectionate greetings. Please kiss the hand of my Reverend Mother General and give my regards to Sister Balbina, Sister Sabina, Sister Cipriana, and Sister Shepania. I ask your prayers. Sister Faustina, Krakow, 20th of December, 1937. Here we jump ahead to a letter written less than a year before the death of St. Faustina. Faustina sends Sister Justina, her friend, Christmas greetings. Faustina writes, "What a great delight to commune with the Divine Infant." Faustina does this literally, speaking personally to the baby Jesus. She unites spiritually with her friend. They are both working at the gate in their respective religious houses. Faustina is very weak at this point. Faustina realizes that her end on earth is approaching. She asks prayers that she may persevere in doing the good and staying on the right path. She knows that without God's strength it won't be possible. Then she writes of the holy death of one of the other sisters. The sister passed away without any agony, conscious to the end. St. Faustina also was conscious until the end when she died. Faustina writes how beautiful the sister looked before and even more so after she had died. This is a sign of the holiness of her life. Faustina had such a desire to die and to be with the Lord, but she didn't want to die a moment sooner or later than what God had preordained. She always wanted to do only God's holy will. When John Paul II was suffering toward the end of his life, some asked if he wanted to resign from the pontificate. He said, Jesus didn't come down from the cross. I can't either. He showed the world how to live and then how to die with dignity. Pope Benedict stepped down from his office not as a way to escape suffering, but to continue his mission in another way. He had prayed very strongly to know the will of God. He has suffered during the 9 years since he stepped down. He continues to serve the Church by offering his prayers, his sufferings, and his silence. Let's all seek to serve the Lord faithfully until the end of our lives here on earth.